So, how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, you pulled me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
Tigers up to 20th in AP, 19th in the coaches poll. Gus Malzahn retires from college football. Kansas and North Carolina big wins on the hardwood, and Drake May's shoulder improves ahead of Sunday's Super Bowl. A busy Tuesday show, so let's go. Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Dr. Milt Lauder, sports and performance psychologist, joins us 7:25 this morning. I'm going to ask Dr. Lauder about an article that came out on ESPN last week in which said most youth league coaches quit because of parents. I'll ask him about that and how we need to act as parents on our youth league teams. And also ask about the enormity of the Super Bowl. He's had this talk to teams before about the light inside of you shining brighter than light that's on you, and how these teams can handle the enormity of the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. 8:05, Tony Morrell, TheBigSpur.com, joins us. We'll talk to Tony, and looking forward to that, talking Gamecock football with him at 8:05. Going to go over some college basketball stuff today, some college baseball, some Winter Olympics that start on Friday. Actually, going to start on Thursday, some preliminary stuff on Thursday. So we're going to talk some Winter Olympics today, some coaching news today, some Super Bowl preview today. Going to love doing it. It's going to be a great show and a little warmer day today, which is always good news. And the guy that will guide us through it, not only yesterday, not only tomorrow, but other days this week. Wednesday and Friday this week, Mr. Will Clinton. Good morning, friend. How you doing?
The rumors are true about my schedule on the Mickey Plyler Show this
week.
The
reason you're here is, not today, but Wednesday and Friday. Ben is in Northern California.
Mr. Upper Management, yes.
Right. I see what you did there. And so Sam is going to be filling in for Ben, and you're filling in here. Now, do you know who's with me Thursday?
That I don't know.
We'll find it out. We'll figure it out.
Could be Sam.
Could be. Sam might be a little double duty guy there then. All right. How's life?
It's going good.
Good.
Nothing coming from the sky in the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
Which is just strange to say. Solid Monday.
Yeah.
Cold. I mean, it was warm comparatively, but still a little cold for my taste. Definitely
acclimation
taste.
Is a key, right? Because yes. You get acclimated to. We went to the women's basketball game on Sunday, and it was 37 degrees, and we were walking up the steps, and I was like, you know, it's not that cold out here, because we're used to 12, and 13 and 14, so that's all good news. I was telling Ashby before the show, today 53. We get some rain today and tomorrow a little bit, or later tonight and tomorrow a little bit. 49 tomorrow, 45 on Thursday. And then starting on Friday, let me reel these off to you just to make you feel great. Starting on Friday, 57, 57, 53, 62, 66, 64, 61, 61, 58, 56, 59, 58. Let's go. Also, after Saturday night, no more 20s in the predictions. And not even close to the 20s, like 40s for lows, 44s for lows. I think we've turned the corner. Now, again, we'll have a blast and March or even April, but that's fine. I can put up with a couple of day blast if I can get me some 66 every day next week. We're in the 60s.
62, I can dig 66,
it. 64, 61, 61. So that's great. What are we going to do in segment two?
I want to talk a little college basketball.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Can't wait. Ashby and Harper are here. Good morning. How are y'all?
Good morning. Good.
Harper, we just told Ashby, she said, I'm going to try to avoid the microphone and banging my head against it today. We told her that you did it yesterday.
I was like, yeah, I literally did it yesterday.
Did you step all night from your concussion symptoms last night?
I did. Yeah. I'm still a little woozy, so you got to bear with me.
Oh, man. Merchant room visits there.
Yeah.
Ashby, life good?
Life's good. Told you a second ago. It made me feel a little bit better to hear that Harper also banged her head. I'm sorry for the concussion symptoms, but...
It does protrude out there. It's like, it's in the way.
I think it's this microphone. I think it's like moving and hitting us in the face.
That's what it is.
I think it has a mind of its own.
My granddad used to drink a little bit, and he hit a mailbox one time, and he told my grandmother that it jumped in the middle of the road.
That's literally what this microphone keeps doing.
She didn't buy it. I'll tell you a funny story, too, about my granddad. Now, he stopped drinking later in life. But he was drinking at one point in time, and my granddad was a brilliant man, and he would, when they were in between preachers, he was their interim guy. He also had a sign company. Like, he made all the signs for the church, and he did all their nativity scenes, like all the woodwork. He did all that stuff. But you know, on occasion, the pastor would call in late, sick, or whatever. You know, it was a small church. They'd have associate pastors or anything like that. Or when they were in between searching one, he would go do it. And then one night, my grandmother had had him over to the house to talk to him about drinking, right? And had the pastor over. And they sat down and had dinner. And at the end of dinner, my granddad said, all right, go ahead and hit me with it. He goes, why are you here? And the pastor said, Mr. Baker, I want to talk to you about your drinking. He goes, let me ask you something. You ever drank? He went, no, sir. He goes, well, I have preached. And I don't tell you how to preach, you don't tell me how to drink. So,
Goodness.
Do as I say.
Legendary.
What'd he do? Just leave the house after that?
Yeah, the preacher said, well, thank you. It was a good meal. Well, my grandmother was a great cook, so he just had a good meal out of it through all that. So, but everybody good over there? We're all good? All right.
Terrific.
We're going to have an interesting show. I've got some questions for our younger audience here today about the Olympics coming up. Well, I'll ask you off the bat. Are you an Olympic guy, Will Clinton?
The regular Olympics, yes.
What do you mean regular Olympics? You mean Summer Olympics?
Yes, the Olympics. That's why they're called the Olympics, and the Winter Olympics are called the Winter Olympics.
Oh, so the Summer Olympics aren't Summer Olympics, they're the Olympics.
In my mind, yes.
Okay, all right. We're going to go over all the sports today and give you some schedule stuff today. It starts, man. It's right around the corner. I can't wait. Looking forward to opening ceremonies coming up on Friday from Milan. So can't wait. Looking forward to it. I don't get into the opening ceremony stuff. But speaking of performances, we did a lot yesterday about the very – I don't know if y'all knew this, not Ashby, but as Harper found it yesterday, Will's a big Bad Bunny fan. Mariah Carey is – and then Andrea Bocelli will be the big artist for the upcoming opening ceremonies.
Now, is that the opera singer,
Bocelli? Yes. Okay. Of course, everybody – which would be a better halftime show than Bad Bunny. Anyway, we talk a lot about the sports, what it all goes on, and what happens there, and in Northern Italy coming up over the weekend, over the next 2 weeks. So we'll get you ready for all of that coming up. In case you missed it last night, college basketball, Kansas is playing extremely well. Kansas beats Texas Tech. The 11th-ranked Jayhawks beat the Red Raiders 64-61 in Lubbock yesterday. And Kansas, one of the reasons why they're starting to come around now is that Peterson, their fabulous freshman, is playing so much more. Last night, he had 19 points. He did play 35 minutes. His minutes, he didn't play a whole lot. He's been sick and hurt and down, but he's back now, and he turned it on again last night. And Peterson with 19 points, leading Kansas to a nice win. Kansas is on this roll now where they have won six in a row. And to go back to a loss when they weren't playing well, they lost to Central Florida, lost to West Virginia. In that six-game run, they beat third-ranked Iowa State. They beat 13th-ranked BYU, and they beat last night Texas Tech, who's ranked as well. So nice win for Kansas against 13th-ranked Texas Tech. North Carolina at home last night had a huge lead and blew it, had a 20-something point lead, got down to six. They win by 10. 14th-ranked North Carolina beat Syracuse 87-77. So good wins there. We have basketball tonight in the conference. Boston College goes to Duke, Pittsburgh goes to Virginia, and NC State goes to SMU. Nothing to see in those first two games because Boston College and Pittsburgh are terrible. But the NC State-SMU game is interesting. We'll talk some net ratings here today to see what can come of that. But that's tonight coming up. SEC tonight, Ole Miss goes to Tennessee. South Carolina goes to Texas, where the Gamecocks are a 12.5-point dog as far as that's concerned. Men's basketball polls, Clemson moves up. Tigers move improve from 22nd to 20th in the AP poll. They move from 21st to – or actually stay 19th in the coaches' poll. College basketball poll from yesterday, it's just the AP. Arizona 1, followed by Michigan, UConn, Duke, and Illinois. 6 is Gonzaga, followed by Iowa State, Iowa, Nebraska falls from 5th down to 9th. And Michigan State rounds out the top 10. Kansas moving up 3 spots to 11, followed by Purdue, Texas Tech, North Carolina, and Vanderbilt. BYU falls from 13 down to 16. They're followed by Florida, Virginia at 17, at 18, I should say, St. Louis 19, Clemson 20, rounding out the top 25, starting at 21. Arkansas, St. John's, Miami of Ohio, still undefeated, and only moving up 1, Louisville and Tennessee. We have the news yesterday that Gus Malzahn calls it quits, and I was talking to a couple of Florida State people yesterday. There is a concept that Florida State's going to benefit from that is addition by subtraction. Gus Malzahn was so bad. I didn't think he was a great play caller. I didn't think he was a great offensive coordinator. I didn't think he was a great quarterback's coach. But the worst part of Malzahn is the staff division. He has a little bit of that Georgia fans had to help me out here. The turd sandwich that was Georgia's defensive coordinator a few years ago. It's been everywhere. A little bit of that guy, where you divide staffs up. Kevin Steele did this as well down at Auburn. You kind of saw that some. A staff divider. The best coaches are the ones that can bring staffs together. Malzahn was always dividing staffs up. And as it turns out, a guy that had a little bit of success, obviously a lot of success in high school as a head coach in Arkansas State, did a good job at Auburn as their head coach, took him to the national championship game in his first year, and then kind of struggled after that. Central Florida, 2 9-win seasons in the first two, and then fell apart at the end. And in the end, got to be bitter and got to be, like I said, the staff divider didn't work out too well as far as that goes. With that said, I was on an interesting text chain. Speaking of interns and young folks on the show, Landon sent me a text last night. I'm going to read it to us. I'll read it during the show today. It's about Liv, PGA Tour, YouTube Golf, and TGL, because TGL was on again last night. Did you watch TGL at all?
I've watched maybe, I want to say 5 or 6 of their matches.
Really?
Are they called matches?
I would think so, yeah.
Okay.
I'd go with that. You enjoy it?
I think it's easy to consume. I don't necessarily like it more than some of the golf tournaments.
Yeah.
I only watch the major golf tournaments, but it's quick. It's to the point. There's a lot of really cool technology that they use, the design, and it's more interactive. So I think it's a great product.
Yeah. Y'all know what TGL is? You watch it? It's the Indoor Golf League on ESPN.
I think it's fun. I think it's a cool thing, but I don't think I would ever go to turn it on. If it's there, I'd watch it.
All right. I'm going to explain the difference or give you my take. I'm not going to explain. I shouldn't do that. I'm going to tell you my opinion of the difference in what the strengths of the European Tour, the LIV Tour, the YouTube Golfers, TGL, and the PGA Tour. And it was interesting, and I think I've got it figured out. We'll talk about it coming up. Looking forward to that. Hey, by the way, 1302 says, what do you mean staff divider? Like he divides responsibilities weirdly? No. Personalities. He's the guy that comes in and pits people against each other, and he's the guy that makes everybody feel worse about another part, or the head coach, or the defensive coordinator. You know, the offensive coordinator scores 52 in a game, and they lose 55-52. He's talking about defensive coordinator. But on the games where they score 10 and they lose 13-10, he's talking about special teams coach, whatever. He's the staff. He's the culture guy that causes all the bad culture. Where you're gossiping about each other, you create tension among staffs, among players. You got players that don't like each other and all that. That's what Gus Malzahn is. I was told someone that has coached with Malzahn in the past that says, whatever bad you think about Gus is, triple it. So he says on the radio, you can't say enough bad stuff about what Gus does to staffs. So that's from someone who used to coach with Gus Malzahn. Anyway, so I trust that from a trusted source there. So that's what I mean by staff divider. The culture guy that splits everything and that causes dissension among the ranks. All right, short break. We'll come back. Can't wait to talk some college basketball with Will Clinton. Hey, Griff Roy Center, they do an amazing job when it comes to your floors. And to be honest with you, I think you could take – now, y'all might know a lot more than I do about hardwoods and carpet and laminate and tile and all that stuff. Matter of fact, I feel for sure y'all do. But I don't know that. I'm guessing that. I know that when I go to Greer Flooring Center, Retail 2.0 works, how they do it. You click on, like the hardwood stuff on their main page right now, GreerFlooringCenter.com. You get all the advantages. You get the products. You get a flooring guide that tells you everything you need to know about flooring and how it works. And the pros and the cons and how the color works and the plank width. I don't know any of this stuff. How durable they are, the maintenance of them, the cost of them, how they're installed. They do a great job of all the specific type of hardwoods and all those products they have. It's Griff Flooring Center for your next flooring project in your home. Hey, check out the very cool floor visualizer they have that shows you everything they do. Love it. GriffFlooringCenter.com. I'm excited about this show. I hope you are as well. Much more when you come back after this.
The biggest game of the football season is right around the corner. And you, yes you, can get in on all the action with Underdog right here in South Carolina. They've got a great deal to help you get started. It's the easiest way to play. It's the most fun too. Just head to the app and you can make picks on if a player will go higher or lower on stats for this big game, like passing yards or rush attempts or tackles or kicking points. I mean, it runs the gamut. It's awesome. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Plus, there's new promos daily that drop into the app. So if you like making picks and winning money, then Underdog is a place to be for the big game. So what are you waiting for? Download the app today and use promo code OOB to score $75 in fantasy bonus entries when you play your first $5 on fantasy. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms _dfs_.html for details. Consider your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Do you want to be part of a winning team? Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies to treat orthopedic sports injuries and help people get back in the game. And best of all, they've been recognized as one of the country's best workplaces in manufacturing and production for 9 years. If you're looking to make a difference, learn new skills, and be part of an award-winning culture, check out careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
Experience the Davis Services difference where quality meets reliability. Family owned, serving the upstate and western North Carolina since 1972, Davis Services is your go-to for all HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. With decades of expertise, we ensure your home runs smoothly and efficiently, providing peace of mind for you and your family. Don't wait for problems to escalate. Call Davis Services today and let our skilled team handle it all. Call 864-432-1785 or visit our website, davisservicesinc.com today.
Got a Tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious, personalized homes starting in the mid-300s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space with luxury selections available, or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at Sunrise.
An ultimate day of relaxation and rejuvenation from Lilia Day Spa and Anderson is the perfect gift for her on Valentine's Day. Year after year, they've been voted Anderson's premier spa, and their staff is ready to treat her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private setting. Choose a one-day holiday, a mini holiday, or a spa sampler package. Lilia Day Spa can create something special, or a gift certificate is ideal for Valentine's. Anderson's premier day spa, Lilia Day Spa, 116 East Benson Street, downtown Anderson.
At B&D Family Jewelers, value and trust come first. With Valentine's Day just around the corner, sparkle her with fine jewelry. Maybe it's for an engagement or just to spoil her. B&D Family Jewelers can help you make the day special. We also buy gold, silver, platinum, old jewelry, and diamonds. Visit B&D Family Jewelers, 1600 John B. White Boulevard in Spartanburg, or check us out at bndfamilyjewelers.com. B&D Family Jewelers can help make your special occasion memorable.
This new year, get rid of that dad bod with testosterone and peptide therapy from Low Country Male. Right now, we are offering $200 off our initial consult package, and our plans start at just $7 a day. Our concierge treatment plans include testosterone, peptides, labs, and unlimited doctor visits. With 8 locations and over 10 years experience, come see why Low Country Male is the most trusted name in testosterone and peptide therapy. From BPC to CJC, we have a wide selection of growth hormone and recovery peptides. Book today, lowcountrymale.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
40,000 people, which is a big number, have chosen pain relief without surgery. 40,000 people have said stop to knee replacement or hip replacement. They put that hadn't put their life on hold. They've got right back in the game faster with QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in cellular-level technology and treatments to revitalize joint pain. And they do it naturally, joint tissues naturally, I should say. Patients who thought they were out of options and surgery was the only answer are now getting back. They're less pain and less invasive in their lives. And thanks to QC Kinetics' advanced regenerative treatments, these people are living their normal life again. The truth is that surgery isn't always the answer. So see if QC Kinetics, right here in the upstate of South Carolina, with safe, natural treatments backed by real science, if they're able to help you out and help your body naturally heal with the safe, natural, non-surgical procedures. And zero downtime. And this is critical now. The sooner you start, the faster the inflammation will ease. The sooner you go, it will slow down your osteoarthritis progression, and it's causing your pain. And so it's important to get started now. 40,000 people have done this, have said yes to this. See if you can, if they can help you. Do the research. Call QC Kinetics today. Free consultation. 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. Segment two of Mr. Will Clinton.
One of the best tweets that I saw, I think this was Sunday night. Not sure who this guy is on Twitter. It says, this is a fake tweet, obviously. Sources, after falling to 1 win and 2 losses in his first 3 games back with Alabama, center Charles Badaico has evaluated the possibility of returning to high school basketball.
I saw that.
He is expected to reach out to attorneys in South Florida in an attempt to suit up once again for IMG Academy. One of the things that I've changed my mind on, well, I have not changed my mind. Let me walk that back. A lot of people have changed their mind on, with the changes to NIL and essentially turning college athletes in some sports into professional athletes, you can't feel bad when people are heckling you.
Oh, you forfeit that right.
That is gone. And I know a lot of people in the Clemson contingency have changed their mind on that with the whole Luke Farrelly saga. We won't get into that too much. But in the game against Florida that Alabama played on Saturday, there was a lot of talk in the media about the former NBA player Charles Badaico or Bediako. How do you
Bediako? I think
Bediako. We'll go with that. not many times that I will go with Mickey's pronunciation of last
name. No, don't do that.
But Florida's coach Todd Golden actually was asked about this in a press conference, and he came out and said, we're going to kick their butts. We're going to beat these guys. Doesn't matter if they have a professional athlete playing for them. And Florida did just that to Alabama. There have been chants, signs, G League dropout. Mm. I think it is warranted.
Sure.
Are you familiar with his background?
I don't think so. Good to tell me that.
So he is Canadian. He did go to IMG Academy for at least 1 year before going to Alabama, then going to the NBA draft.
Right. He was a second-round pick.
Yes. Second-round pick. He played for the Austin Spurs. And then, most recently, the Grand Rapids Gold. Those are, teams, apparently. Yeah. I think it is absolutely ridiculous because this kid is 23 years old. One.
Right.
23 years old. He's already played professionally.
Right. Made $5 million.
And did not have a lot of success, and now he's coming back to the college game to do what?
NIL money.
To make money.
Yeah.
You're already in the G League, which is, by definition, the development league
right.
for the NBA.
Used to be the D League, the development league. Now it's G League. I don't know why. The Gatorade sponsor or something?
It's the Gatorade League.
Is it really?
Yes. He is only one of two players who have been able to reclaim eligibility, as we'll say, pending a court date. The other being James Nyaji, I'll go with, for Baylor. And there was a lot of outrage about Nyaji and Baylor to start the season. Baylor's center is from Nigeria. He's never played college basketball before. He was a second-round pick as well. He's back at Baylor. His last three games, 1 minute, 0 points. Yep. 7 minutes, 0 points. 2 minutes, 0 points. A lot of nothing. A nothing burger there.
The Bama kid's different, though. Not kid. The Bama player's different, though, because he's averaging 11 a game.
Yes.
And he's averaging 22 minutes a game. I don't fault him. I fault the judge. I don't fault his attorney. The attorney's paid to do for his client. There's two people I fault with this. Well, three. I fault the NCAA or whoever, the CSC, whoever's involved with trying to just say no. You know, just say no and let's fight in court and let's go. I fought the judge that allowed the temporary restraining order, temporary injunction, whatever, not injunction, injunction that says he could play. But in this case, I hold Nate Oates responsible. You know, Nate Oates had to have him back, had to, when approached about it, he could have very easily said, you know what? Nah, we're not going to do that. I'm not going to subject myself to that. I believe it or not, this sounds crazy, but I believe in ethics and values and morals, and I just don't think that we can go do this. But not only that, he helped facilitate it, accepted on the team, didn't start in the first game, has started him since. And, you know, it's not like he just came back to the team to make some money and then didn't play any. He's playing 22 minutes a game now and starting now. Like, this is a Nate Oates issue. And this kid will go on. This is his last year of eligibility. He'll go on and he'll go do other things, to Europe or wherever it might be. But Nate Oates is still going to be at Alabama. And Nate Oates has to look himself in the mirror and say, you know what, I kind of cheated my profession, man. Like, I sold out to this. And now this will be one of the defining moments of Nate Oates' career. Not the Final Four, not turning around Alabama basketball. The idea that you could have done the right thing by saying, no, we got some standards here. And our standard is once you can make $5 million playing professional basketball, you don't play college basketball anymore. But he didn't. So this is the blowback on Oates. He's a D-League dropout, G-League dropout. Yeah, heckle him all you want. But Oates is the one you heckle. Oates is the one that controls the minutes. First, even allowing him on the team. And second, the minutes part of it. This is an Oates issue.
What happens with the other players on that team who are getting those minutes taken away from them, you know, halfway through the season? I don't understand why that is not a bigger deal.
I'm with you. And it might turn out to hurt them long term, because you could see coaches use it in recruiting against them. Hey, why go play for him at any point in time? He's going to bring in somebody else that from the D League or G League or whatever, who's going to take your minutes away from you.
And it's not
long term, it could hurt you.
Yeah, and it's not like Alabama was struggling when they went in a quote unquote acquired him.
No, as a matter of fact, they've been worse with him. They've lost two of their last three with him, and include, you know, losing at Florida. That was not a disgrace, even though they lost by 23. But they lost at home to Tennessee, and they're 1-2 with him, and got a little bit of basketball karma as a result of all that.
And we've actually got some on the Adams & Co. Roofing text line. Cammie in Greenville says, as a Bama grad, I am so disappointed in Oates. I hope the rest of Alabama grads and fans feel the same way as you. There has to be you got to stand up at some point.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of coaches out there that get fired for losing. Nate Oates was not going to get fired for losing. This is like Barry Bonds taking steroids. Like, there's a reason. Barry Bonds is a Hall of Famer. Barry Bonds is doing everything right in baseball and was off to this unbelievable career in baseball. But then he decided to take that. And now when you think of Barry Bonds, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Home runs and steroids.
Right. It didn't have to be that way. From now on, every time Nate Oates coaches a basketball game for the next 20 years, when we think of Nate Oates, we're going to think of a guy who compromised his principles that he in order to win a game. We won't remember what games he won or lost. Had he not done that, we'd remember him for turning Alabama around and taking it to the Final Four. And maybe future SEC championships, maybe future national championships. That's what we were known for. There's nothing he could do now except we will always be, that will be the but in his thing. Yeah, he won a lot of games at Alabama, but it could have been and. It could have been he won an SEC championship at Alabama and he took him to the Final Four. And he's the winningest coach in Alabama basketball history. But now it's the but. But he compromised his values.
Do you remember the whole Bishop Sycamore saga with the fake football team?
Yes.
Yes. Now that you mentioned it, I forgot about it. When you said Bishop Sycamore, I was like, no. And then you said fake football team.
Yes. So they were a fake prep school, essentially, that played on ESPN. They might have played IMG Academy, I think it was. The first one where people started talking about them. This has a lot in common with Bishop Sycamore. It's fraudulent. It's what are these adults doing playing against, you know, younger athletes? You got drafted. You're on a certain path. Why are you going down to have more success? It's about the money. It's all about the money.
Here's where we lost our way, and I'd like to ask the judge this. First of all, I want his lawyer to represent me. Because how you can get him eligible is the best legal counsel anybody's ever gotten. He was a professional basketball player. He had $5 million in contracts. He was drafted and played in a G League, a professional league. And somehow, some way, we talk some judge into saying, you know what? Yeah, it's college, and you're not supposed to be a professional in professional leagues and come back. And I guess this might open the door for Steph Curry to go back to Davidson. I guess you could see maybe LeBron James finally going to Ohio State. So, yes, let's do this. Like what's a judge thinking? That's why I put him responsible as well. Like, now, we know they're elected officials in Alabama. We know that he's an Alabama booster that ended up doing it. But like, now the judge, when anyone goes in front of his courtroom and go, oh, well, you know, that's the guy that let the pro play college basketball. Like, does he have any principles in there as well? Any values as well? Like, any, and any, like, this, how about just some dang common sense to say, you know, that case should have lasted 30 seconds. When it said, Your Honor, he played in the G League for 2 years, got $5 million contract, and he was drafted by, case dismissed. No, he's not playing. It's a 5 minute, I mean, it's a 2 minute case.
And in the bylaws, it says you cannot declare for the draft and then come back.
Right!
He declared for the draft. He was in the draft. He was drafted. He played for the team that drafted him. He played for another team that didn't draft him. Where does it end?
It's a 2 minute case, and it's an open and shut. Like, you could represent yourself in this. Like, the NCAA said, nah, we don't even. It's absurd. But a judge decided that. And a lawyer did a good job of putting a case.
One last example. Bediako played his first game for Alabama against Tennessee Saturday, January 24th.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, January 28th, he was still listed, and you could vote for him in the G League's All-Star game online.
I think he should play in both.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I think he should play in both. I think he should. I think he should try to play in the NBA, in the G League, in college basketball, and for IMG. Let's just put him in all leagues and let him play wherever he wants to play, wherever he feels like that night. Like, if I feel great that night, like, I think I'm going to go off now. Well, let's play some NBA games. And then if we're not feeling all that great, well, I'm going to go down and play for IMG tonight. Let's let him play wherever he wants to play. And as a matter of fact, I know he's 23 or 4 years old now.
23, yes.
Got some 15 and under leagues. Why not? The bylaws say you have to be 15 or under to play by a certain date. Why not? We're not paying attention to bylaws anyway. Why not come down to Clemson Central Rec and play in a 15 under league? That sounds absurd. But so does declaring for a draft and then still playing college basketball. That sounds absurd to me, too. I enjoyed it. Short break. We'll come back. Let's have an open phone line segment. I tell you what we'll do, too. I want to get to either in the next segment or at 7:05. I want to relate to you what Landon said, and I'll explain the difference in LIV, European Tour, PGA Tour, TGL, and YouTube Golf. Short break. Much more on the other side after this.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, and because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Did you know the IRS is hiring thousands of new revenue officers, leading to more audits and levies? If you have outstanding taxes, these changes could bring added stress and trouble your way. Take action now before things get worse. Let David Green at Green Law Firm help you resolve your tax issues before the IRS comes knocking. Call Green Law Firm today at 864-271-7940. That's 864-271-7940. Or visit greenlaw.legal. Act now and enjoy peace of mind tomorrow.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower. The list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
The plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around the baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turf grass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
When downtime isn't an option, you need a team that knows motors inside and out.
Doug Powell and his team at IMS are knowledgeable, dependable, fast, and always willing to work around our needs. Doug's just a phone call away and always ready with valuable advice.
From repairs to replacements, Industrial Motor Service keeps your operation moving with trusted expertise and responsive service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com today. Industrial Motor Service, keep your power in motion.
If you had surgery and are struggling with recovery, check out Ortho Laser Spartanburg. They use advanced MLS laser therapy to help reduce post-surgery pain, minimize swelling, and speed up healing. Ortho Laser is non-invasive, drug-free, and proven to support a smoother, more comfortable recovery. Whether it's joint replacement, orthopedic surgery, or a sports injury repair, take control of your recovery with Ortho Laser. Call today for your free consultation, 864-327-8001.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
American Door Masters, they're going to do a great job for you. I want to talk about the commercial aspect of it. The one of the texts we got, Rebecca, about American Door Masters was a local 501c3 that is commercial garage doors. And when I met with American Garage Doors, even though I've worked in a warehouse before, I didn't know anything about the rolling steel doors or fire-rated rolling steel doors or commercial-grade openers or security grills or counter shutters. I knew nothing about this stuff. They do a great job on the commercial end of it for these big, huge warehouses. You got to get your equipment out. You got to get your stuff out of there. And then the dock equipment. And so those dock levelers and edge of dock levelers and the bumpers and the shelters and the dock seals, they do a great job all that. If you need your commercial garage doors and done right and all your dock equipment done right, 990-3075, local licensed, bond insured, 990-3075. So TGL was last night, and Lando sent me a text message, and it was, to be honest with you, it was a backhanded compliment. It was a shot at me, and it was really a jab at my age, because he sends me this thing and it says, here it is. Mickey, what's your thought of TGL, the golf stuff? And I said, it's interesting, midweek substitute, and fairly compelling. I thought he had this innocent inquiry. No. This is where it comes back. I'm very surprised by the reaction. My guess was you're going to hate it. And I came back, and they bring a little facetious here where I said, no, I like new. I like technology, I like innovation, and I like thinking outside the box. I don't like gimmicks, but this doesn't feel like a gimmick, and I love the shot clock on it. To which he responds, after hearing your stance on YouTube golf, I wasn't sure that you really like it. And I went, well, YouTube golf is a gimmick with no talent, which he laughs about. And I said, the guys on TGL are actually good. They're world class. And he goes, I feel like it's making these guys better in a weird way. I went, no, this is Justin Rose and Xander Schauffele and Rory McIlroy. These are elite players where YouTube golf, you watch the guys no one's ever heard of that have some personality. And so my point there was, I said, the hard part of YouTube golf is that the guys that they've got personality, but they don't have golf talent. PGA Tour guys have golf talent, but they don't have personality. So one of the things that happens here is that these guys are mic'd up. And as golfers, and you see this when you go to a golf tournament, how we do this in all sports anyway, we idolize these professional athletes and we put them on these pedestals and we And so you go to a golf practice round, and the fans want to talk to him. Oh, man, Shane Lowry came by, and I asked him, hey, Shane, what pub did you go to last night? How many pints did you have last night? And he answered me back, and he's the coolest. And to be honest with you, like, and Lowry's a little bit different because he does have some personality. But for the most part, what we yield in golf at this level is we yield this robot, because we want to. Our sports psychologists and Milt Lowry could talk to this. It's like we yield these robot type personalities that we're here, we stay in the process. There's not a lot of personality involved. It's Nick Saban deal. It's all about the process, not about the results. And we don't fist pump and we don't get too excited. Our highs aren't too high, our lows aren't too low. And we don't have the great Arnold Palmer personalities anymore. We've got these robotic type figures out there. That's at the elite level. Where YouTube, what people like watching it is you can watch anytime you want and you get to see some guys trying to be funny. And I guess they could do some funny things, have personalities. But the problem is, like, they're hacked. Like, what Landon says, what I like best about it is when they shank balls, whatever, they rib each other. And he thinks that's funny. Well, that's great, but PGA Tour players don't shank golf balls. So, because they're elite. And so, you're watching lower level golf because the guys have personality, but you don't have both. And sometimes we'll do mic'd up on the PGA Tour, and you'll hear them talk, but the conversations aren't that interesting. Where TGL is different is that you got a shot clock in there, which is great. You have the technology, which is great. You have the elite players, which are great. But the one thing that TGL doesn't do very well is they mic these guys up, and you're saying, oh, man, I can't wait to hear what Tiger said to Rory about this. Well, the fact of the matter is, like, Tiger and Rory – really aren't that interesting, and their personalities aren't this magnetic personalities that you, oh my gosh, you hear what he said? Like, Charles Barkley is must see TV because of what things that he said. He's very entertaining. He's got this magnetic personality. Well, the PGA Tour doesn't have that. You don't watch the tour for that. So that's where YouTube has their role in it. But again, the play is not elite. So in the end, what you get on YouTube is, you know, guys are pretty cool that you want to see it, that have a and YouTube's always, I think, an inflated thing. Somebody watches it 10 times and it's like 10 different people watched it. Like, nah, somebody can watch it for 15 seconds and they go, well, it's another viewer. Like, nah, it's not really. Whereas, like, what you'll see, and I told these guys this weekend at the Phoenix Open this week, they're going to have 500,000 people every single day there. 500,000 people will be inside the gates at the Phoenix event this weekend, the Waste Management this weekend.
I still remember 2 years ago when they literally had to call cops as reinforcement. Yes. Because people were just pushing in.
Yes.
Everyone wanted to be there. It's an event.
It's an event. The European Tour is the same way. The European Tour, these are elite players. Justin Rose shot 62 this past week at Torrey Pines. He shot 23 under par on the two courses at Torrey Pines. Like, Grant Horvath couldn't make 23 birdies in 400 holes there. It's a whole different deal. TGL is a great, as I told Landon, it is a great midweek supplement. Landon was under the impression, hey, well, maybe TGL can, maybe guys will live and go to TGL. No, it's just a supplement, man. It's just something to watch on a Monday night or a Tuesday night before they go to the Phoenix Open.
I think it's a great showcase of technology about what golf simulators could be in terms of accessible to the general public. I just think that would be really cool to go do, even if it cost you a couple thousand dollars. The greens being able to literally morph in front of you to reflect the virtual shot.
Yeah, we have simulated golf right now. Buddies of mine have them. You go up to Tap In Brews right here, and you can play simulated golf, but we don't have the green like they have there. Mm-hmm. With the hydraulics where you change the green and you move the slope and all that, we don't have that. Now, that's the game changer. Once you get that in a local area, that would be a game changer. I don't see that happening anytime soon, the expense of it and all. That's crazy. But with that being said, you can go play Pebble Beach today. You can play Augusta National today. You can play Seminole today. You can play Pine Valley today on a simulator. And it's not – it's good. It's not great. What would make TGL even better is if they didn't sell out to Tiger and his simulator that he endorses, because it's a terrible simulator. If they use TrackMan instead, you get much better numbers, much more reliable numbers through that.
I saw somebody complaining about
it's an inferior product that they're using, and I can't believe it, because that's his Tiger. He endorses this product, and he's the founder of the league. Him and Roy, the founders of his league, and so that's why they use this product. But it's an inferior product. Well, if they use the better product, it'd be even better. Morgan Thomas getting in. Our pilot said, "Mickey talking video games. I love it." He said, "I'd love for people to watch my video for 10 minutes." Yeah, you see the YouTube stuff. Again, it plays a role. It's good, but let's don't pretend like these players are good. And let's don't pretend like this is some sort of anything other than an exhibition. Because what happens is when Justin Rose won last week, he won a trophy. He won $4 or $5 million, and he won FedEx Cup points that could lead him to $10 million later, whatever they've been playing for. And then he won more status on the tour. If you go out and you play YouTube golf, hit a trick shot golf, like, you haven't won anything because there's not – the Phoenix Waste Management Open. There's not the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. There's not the Bay Hill Classic. There's not the Masters. It's not a major. So you're not winning anything. There's not a competition. It's a competition of among buddies going out and playing for $5 a hole or something. Like, it's not going to last. It's not going to go that way. It's just a little difference in what all this do. The reason TGO works, one of the great things about TGO is the shot clock. The PGA Tour is one of the biggest issues they have. PGA, LPGA, the LIV Tour, and the European DP European Tour is that it just the shot clock, man. They don't have a shot clock, and it just takes too long. We need to incorporate some things from it in real golf, but that's just not. It's just a supplemental league. It's not a freestanding takeover. Compete with the no one's turning off the PGA Tour to watch TGL. It's a different night. And no one's turning off anything else. It's just it's a Monday or Tuesday night deal.
Which is perfect. If there's no intriguing college basketball games on, NFL's already over, college football's already over. It's a great alternative.
As Ashby said about, like, if it's on, I'll watch it. But, like, there's times where I'll turn the TV on and it's on, and I don't turn it off. And I'm surprised about it. I didn't want to like it, but I'm like, you know, it's fairly compelling. But it's the technology more than anything else. It's kind of interesting. There are flaws in golf. Now, I'll tell you that in simulator golf, I will tell you this: more balls were hit off turf last year than real grass. Driving ranges, and simulator. Matter of fact, like, Titleist has a simulator golf ball that, because you pick it up either by radar or by camera, that they have built-in things into the cover that help the camera pick it up faster and better and more reliable. So. Simulator golf, we're doing it. It went from I think I'm right by saying this. I heard this the other day. It went from like a $1.5 billion industry like 3 years ago to a $3 billion industry now. It's growing. You can do simulators in your home for $2,000. You can do them in your home or garage for or playroom, whatever, for $100,000. But that's a growing segment of the game. And if you think about it, it's going to rain. It's been cold. Been snowing outside. Whatever, you're up north. Simulator golf, I get it. But again, that's just a supplement for – I don't think anybody would rather play simulator golf. Like, anybody would say, man, I don't know, you want to go play the local country club, or you want to go simulator golf? Well, you'd rather play outside. You'd rather do it that way. It's just the – and there's other things like artificial turf golf courses that are being built in certain areas. Very expensive, but maintenance budgets goes down, and we're doing better with those types of things. So we'll see. But again, that was interesting. Landon wanted me to hate it. I don't hate it. It's compelling. It's different, but it is what it is. It's an exhibition. The talent is great. The conversation personality is not, but there's some things about it. The technology is amazing. Really is cool to see. All right, short break. We'll come back. I want to do a little Winter Olympic preview. The Winter Olympics actually start, I think I'm right by saying this, they start on Thursday. And we've got some events that will be going on. I'll check the results of this thing. Thursday, we've got some events that will be happening with women's ice hockey starting on Thursday already. So Winter Olympics are here from Milan. Certainly looking forward to that. Hey, my great friends, the Patterson Tax Service, got one yesterday that said 19 years. Been going 19 years to the Patterson Tax Service. I love that. I'm about 15-ish. I need to let Russell go back and check the first time they filed for me. I'm about 15 years in. We love the results that we get. When you have your appointment set up, let me know. Let me know how it went, and I appreciate your support of them, and they do as well. I told Donnie years ago, we'll create some awareness, but you guys will keep them, and that's what they do. Their retention rate is unbelievable. Once you start with them, you don't go anywhere else because this is how good these good folks are. Get your taxes done. Let them take advantage of that big tax code at the Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. An open phone line segment, an Olympic Winter Olympic preview, and then Dr. Milt Louder. Busy hour number two with the whole gang here today. Looking forward to you coming back when you do that hour two at the top of the hour break. W.